and other oxymorons. If non-theory happens to be your pet theory, then that's an oxymoron, which can be made of the idea that non-theory or anti-theory is just another theoretical approach. And the Institute makes little of that. Non-theoretical science, simply based on what we already know for sure, unlike theoretical science, which only attempts to prove theories using non-theory. To use an example, Darwin's original, or that should read Origin of the Species, is part of a mainstream science approach to our origin through theoretical evolution. Damn, these words are difficult, aren't they? Observing creatures on a remote island, as Darwin did, prompted him to theorize on the obvious, unique character. And the cause of it, his conclusions, have been so accepted since those days that they have become part of what we generally believe as a populace. That, however, does not make them true. Just because we believe that we or our animals spontaneously mutate in tiny stages to become another creature over time doesn't mean it actually happens. And in fact, this part of Darwinian evolution is beginning to lose favor among evolutionists and has never been very popular with creationists. Still, is well established in our schools, as is the popular molecular / atomic theory that is slowly being replaced by supersymmetry or string theory. Although known theory has not been developed to any extent, it is unlikely that it will ever be able to change as does theoretical science. The Big Bang theory was recently realized to be completely ridiculous, unless it was converted to the Big Bang Bounce theory, in which our universe rebounds through a series of creational points instead of just one. Now the creationists are gaining ground over these evolutionists, but mainstream schools are generally prohibited from teaching any theological point because of the wide variety of religious representation. The practical sides of known theory are that it uses no theological viewpoint or unproven scientific theory. This institute adds to that by prohibiting anything other than an ecumenical view, in order to be able to include all, yet allow the reference to a creating deity or anti-deity without a particular religious perspective. Quoting from written religious passages of any denomination is also foregone to allow proper debate. Non-theoretical papers are also everyday science, such as the efficiency of machines, that may involve political perspectives, historic rhetoric, and mechanical reference that all may be oxymoronic quasi-theory. The division still remains clear to us, but is clouded for the newcomer, due solely to semantics.